Two decisions this week raise questions about the role of government in fundamental decisions about the beginning and the end of life. The U.S. Senate passed a bill to ban a particular abortion procedure, the first significant federal limit on a woman's right to abortion since the Roe v. Wade decision 30 years ago. And a law passed by the Florida legislature enabled Governor Jeb Bush to override the decisions of a husband and the courts and grant the request of two parents that their brain-damaged daughter be put back on feeding tubes. Alta Charo, professor of law and bioethics at the University of Wisconsin Law School, joins us now from the studios of member station WHA in Madison. Professor, thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
What is the state of existing laws in states, and maybe Florida in particular, pertaining to prolonging or ending the life of a person who can't make that decision known for themselves?
Florida is a fairly typical state. It says that a person has the right to refuse medical interventions, even if that will bring about death. And when a person loses the ability to speak for herself, others can speak for her. Florida law sets up a list of people who can act as a proxy, and it actually prioritizes that list, and in this case puts the husband first before the parents as the proxy. It also sets out criteria by which the husband would make such a decision on behalf of his wife. For example, that the husband would have to act in accord with any prior wishes she had expressed in writing or verbally, which was the case for this particular woman, and that if these kinds of information are not available, that the husband ought to try to figure out what she would have wanted and what is in her best interest.
Let me ask you about the Senate passage of this ban on certain abortion procedures after the first term in pregnancy. Is this a major departure from what the law has been over the past 30 years?
Oh, it's an enormous departure. But in some ways, the more phenomenal departure is not with respect to abortion law. After all, virtually every state has some law that restricts abortion in the third trimester. The difference is that they all, in accordance with Roe v. Wade, say that an abortion can be chosen if it's needed to save a woman's health. The difference is that the federal government simply doesn't regulate the practice of medicine. That's done at the state level. It's done through state medical societies, through licensing boards, disciplinary boards, and through medical malpractice. But the regulation of the practice of medicine is not a federal matter. This is a tremendous departure, akin to the one that was being contemplated with regard to the criminalization of many forms of embryo research, in which the federal government is deciding to isolate an area of medical practice, or in the other case, basic science research, and say, this is a criminal act. This is unprecedented in American history.
So you believe that the decisions this week in Florida and in Washington might give government some new ideas as to where to intervene or keep out of medicine?
I can only hope it does not. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that federal legislation, like the ban on so-called partial birth abortion, is a sensible way to proceed when you know you're walking into terrain where there are complicated situations, often arising in emergency settings, where doctors and patients and their families have to make a rapid decision about what is the best and safest course of medical intervention. And statutes are difficult to change. Once it's a law, it's very hard to repeal it. It's a very blunt instrument. It gives doctors very little room for discretion. Indeed, this particular statute not only bans what it purports to ban, but it bans many other things as well, and puts the fear of criminal prosecution into every doctor who's performing what ought to be a legal procedure, and where the question is simply going to be, how aggressive is your local prosecutor? And this is really a complete turn from typical behavior on the part of the federal government, and one that I think is regrettable.
Professor Charo, given the increasing pace of the development of new medical technologies, are more of these kinds of disputes in our future in all the states?
We have a whole variety of technologies, as you were suggesting. It includes the use of pre-implantation genetic diagnosis. It includes the use of techniques to extend biological life as well as to end it when the soul or the personality has been abandoned. It includes ways to make children that involve multiple parents. In every one of these cases, we're beginning to see a kind of cultural divide. Pat Buchanan in 1992 called it a culture war when he spoke at the Republican presidential nominating convention. And that is the role of government in America to bring the power of the state to the assistance of particular views of personal morality? Or is the role of the state to adopt a stance of sort of liberal neutrality in which the interested parties decide for themselves, except in the cases where there is an identifiable third party who will be harmed. And this, I think, is a very fundamental divide in American culture right now.
Professor Sharrow, thanks very much.
Very welcome.
Alta Sharrow, Professor of Law and Bioethics at the University of Wisconsin Law School in Madison.